Coach, well, let's catch up with you first. First chance to talk to you this season. You know, following the results on track wrestling and all the meets, I know your girls and your JV boys just got done with the Perkins County invite. You got your big invite coming up this weekend. You feel like girls and boys, it's been a solid season so far.
Yeah, it's been a lot better than I guess I expected. We're pretty down in numbers compared to where we've been in the past. But it filled a more solid lineup than I guess I had expected once we started. So we coming into the season, we thought maybe we'd only have maybe two or three girls, and we ended up starting with seven, and now we're at six. So, yeah, overall, the season's been a lot better than we thought it was going to be. So.
Boy, the ladies just coming off that Perkins County invite did very well. Had, I think, three first-place medals, a runner-up, and a third in there. That's a kind of an experienced veteran crew, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, we got two leaders that really have some good experience on there with Haley Rusher and Paige Owens. You know, some of the other girls are new girls, but they're picking it up pretty quick and coming along a lot faster than we thought they were. So, yeah, they had a good tournament the other day, and hopefully they can keep that going forward. So,
and you've got, I take it, probably a good field of teams on the girls' side coming to your place on Saturday?
Yeah, it should be a good tournament. We should get a run into some Colorado teams that we haven't seen yet, and a few others that we haven't quite ran into. We've been a lot in the northern part of the state, northwestern part of the state. So we should get to see a few new teams this week. Should be a tough tournament for the girls.
I know on your boys' side, Coach, you're just coming off the Ogallala duels, and that was a tough one with five duels on the same day, and there's some good teams involved at that one.
Yeah, and it was a tough weekend for us. Of course, we're not set up as the best duel team because we just don't have the numbers that we've typically had in the past. But still got some good matches in. We've been wrestling a little bit better in tournaments, so we're hoping to kind of shake off last week and you know, show what we can do at our home tournament. So,
and by the way, you'll have some duels taking place on Friday first at your place, then the tournament on Saturday.
Yeah, and you know, we have teams that come down the night before, and so we've just kind of decided to create some duels there to get some matches in that those teams are coming down for. We know some of those duels are going to be tough for us to win, you know, as a team, but you know, as long as we go in and take care of head-to-head matches, like, that's really, really our concern at this point in time.
You've got a guest there right beside you. Talk a little bit about your guest, one of your key members of your team this year.
Yeah, Destry's our one senior left. The senior ended up getting an injury, out for the season. So he's somebody that's been wrestling since he's in junior high and come a long way, taking big strides to get where he is. So we're happy with the way he's wrestling and excited to see what he's going to do ahead of us here. So,
talk about your season up to date. You're getting ready once again, just coming off the duels. You got the quads coming up on Friday, your own invite on Saturday. You feel like it's been progress for you throughout the season?
Yeah, definitely. Especially looking back to last year when I kind of ended off the year with kind of just a lot of sadness, especially after going all the way to districts and not being able to pull out the state qualification. I feel like I have, I've improved a lot, and I'm really looking to give it my best shot this year.
So that's kind of been a huge goal, just a little disappointment junior season. Hey, it's my final year doing this. You know, no question. I want to punch my ticket at districts and get a chance to wrestle in Omaha.
Yep, that's the goal. That's the hope. I come in every day and I work with these wonderful guys and girls, and we're all here to get better. And I'm here to get better. I'm here to try to be a good leader. And really, above districts, above all that stuff, that's really what I'm here for. So I'm here to come, and I'm here to work, and I'm here to just be a good leader to my teammates.
So did you change any weight classes a lot? Have you stuck in the same weight class the last couple of years, or have you kind of, from one year to the next, moved up a weight class?
So actually, last year I wrestled 150, and this year I'm wrestling 144. So I've moved down. Compared to last year, I've moved down actually quite a few weight classes from what I have in wrestling normally.
Was that tough, shedding that weight from going down a weight class, or did it just come kind of naturally, come easy for you?
Well, it can be tough, especially if you do it wrong. I know there's guys out there who will wait till the last minute to try and cut 4 or 5 pounds, and they end up not eating for days and trying to cut all that water. And really what that does to you is it weakens your body, and when you go to wrestle, you wrestle like crap. So the way that I do it is I try to just eat healthy consistently. It's really two things, diet and exercise, and you just have to keep control of those two things, and the weight really just falls off.
Yeah, I have to wonder over the years of talking to coaches and athletes like yourself, if you have to shed the weight, and in a big way, how do you do it? I mean, especially all at once, like you said, you just can't do it all at once. You got to do it in a good way. Don't starve yourself. That's just not the way to do it.
Yeah, so the best way to do it is just discipline. Coming in, having good practices. Like for me, practicing, I can if I really work, I can get off 3.5 pounds at practice. And then just controlling what you eat. So you just have to keep track of, like, how heavy your meals are, way before you eat, way after you eat, way before you go to bed, after you go to bed, so you can track how much weight you lose when you sleep. It's really important that you have that discipline to always have that number in your head. Okay, how much is this sandwich going to cost me? Is this going to be 1/2 pound of food? Or do I really need to eat that right now if I have a meet in 2 days?
So, Destry, is there any particular individual you're looking forward to seeing on your home mats this weekend from one of the teams coming in a certain rivalry or team or an individual you're really looking forward to seeing on the mat?
That's not really how I roll. I don't really have any rivalries right now with any teams. Really, the way that I like to do it is I just like to go out there and wrestle. I really look at one thing before the match, and I look at their name. I never look at records or even what grade they're in. It's just you and the other person on the mat, regardless of skill. Mm-hmm. The whole point to me is just to go out there and try my best, regardless of if I have a state champ on the mat or I'm a first-time freshman.
Finally, what's your plans after your senior year in high school? You had college plans? Have you finalized those, or it's still up in the air a little bit?
I've been working as a CNA at our local hospital, and I think that I have a calling in nursing. So my plan is to attend UNK for their nursing program.
Awesome. That's terrific. So the days of wrestling, this is going to be it for you when it comes down to districts and everything. Hopefully state, that'll be it for wrestling.
Yep, that's the goal. One last go around, and I've had a great time so far, and I'm really excited just to go out there and give it my all.
Destry, good to talk to you. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Yep.
You betcha. Can I grab a coach here for a minute?
Yep.
You betcha.
You.
Thank you.
Hello.
Coach, great young man to talk to. He's been a key part of that program for 4 years now. And, boy, you want to see him go out with a bang on this one. And districts, hopefully get that ticket punch for state as well, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Talking about somebody who's put the time in, definitely one of the leaders on our team, and somebody that you definitely want to see make those goals and get to where we know we can get. So
we definitely hoping for big crowds to come out of your place. That gym should be rocking once again Friday and again all day Saturday, shouldn't it?
Yeah, it should be a good time. Hopefully we can step up and wrestle our best and, bring some hardware home at the end.
Coach, thanks a million for the interview. Appreciate it. And tell Destry thank you very much, and have a fun weekend, okay?
All right, thank you.